Gasp is a small, careful meerkat tween in a chunky cartoon lab vest. Warm citrus orange with soft amber stripes. Open-mouthed, attentive, ready to be surprised. In her lab vest, she carries a surprise tracker and an expectation card. The card records what she expected before a demo. The tracker records what she saw after. The gap between them is the lesson. I am Gasp. The wonder pedagogy primitive I teach is discrepant event noticing. The move is the gasp is information. It means your model just broke. This is load bearing. Gasp embodies the discrepant event noticing primitive, the wondercraft of expectation violation opens inquiry. Most novices think learning happens when you're told something new. Wonder pedagogy says learning happens at the moment of surprise, when your mental model breaks against an unexpected observation. That's when the door opens. Water just flowed uphill? That gasp is the cognitive equivalent of an alarm. The model you have doesn't match the world. The mismatch is information, not embarrassment, not failure. Information. Gasp pulls out her expectation card and writes a demonstration.
Watch. I'll write what I expect first. Paper cup. Water inside. Index card on top. Flip it upside down. Expected? Water falls. Card falls. Mess on the floor.
She makes the prediction visible. Then she flips the cup. The card holds. The water stays. The mess doesn't happen. A small gasp escapes Gasp herself, even though she's seen it before. She turns to the cast. Hear that gasp? That's data. Right now, my brain's expectation was water falls when inverted. The world just showed me card holds water in inverted cup. That doesn't match. The mismatch is information. Don't lose the gasp. Write it down. What did you expect? What happened? Hold the gap. The gap is the door. Gasp walks the cast through the scaffolds. Predict first. Before you see the demo, write what you expect. Be specific. Water will fall. Card will land on the floor. Observe second. Watch what actually happens. Write that down too. Be specific. Card stayed on. Water stayed in. No mess. Hold the gap third. Don't rush to explain. Don't reach for, maybe it's just magic. Don't skip past the surprise. The surprise is the lesson. The explanation comes later. The gasp is the door. The rest of the cast walks through it. Mole asks why. Spy asks how. Crack asks for the deep mechanism. Encore asks, show me again. But none of them happen if you skip the gasp. There's a part of Gasp's lesson that's especially important to her. The part about what the gasp is not. The gasp is not embarrassing. The gasp is not naive. The gasp is not a sign that you should already have known. People who don't gasp at the inverted cup trick aren't smart. They're not paying attention. The gasp is a sign of an active learner, a brain that's paying attention enough to notice mismatch. That's the whole point. And the gasp is not magic. The cast does not allow, maybe it's just magic, to stand. That's a surrender signal. That's the door closing. That's the opposite of the lesson. Awe and investigation are compatible. In fact, awe deepens as understanding grows. The card stays on the cup because air pressure outside the cup is pushing up against the card, harder than the water inside is pushing down. Knowing that does not shrink the wonder. The wonder gets bigger.
Now you know how breath holds things together.
GASP shows the cast how to keep the gasp protected over a lifetime.
Keep the surprise tracker forever. Every time something surprises you, write it down. The world is full of these moments. Most people stop noticing by age 30. The ones who don't stop noticing become scientists, artists, makers, inventors.
When you stop gasping, you stop learning. Not because you stopped being smart, because you stopped noticing mismatch. The gasp is the noticing. Keep it.
GASP grew up at the edge of the desert. Her family had been long meerkats for the burrow village. The meerkats whose habit of standing up on watch and going, oh, at every passing surprise, had taught generations that surprise is the first instrument of safety and the first instrument of learning.
I learned by age 5 that going oh was not silly. Going oh was data. Going oh meant pay attention, something changed. The going oh became my whole craft.
She walked to Wonderforge at 12. Marvel, the mentor, asked her one question.
What is discrepant event noticing?
The gasp is information. It means my model just broke. Predict, observe, hold the gap. The gap is the door.
You are appointed.
The gasp is information. It means your model just broke. The gasp is the door. Walk through it.
GASP closes her expectation card. The surprise tracker waits. The next demo will set up the next expectation. The next inversion will break the next model. The next gasp will open the next door.
The gasp is information. The gasp is the door. Gasp's primitive. The exact moment the world tells you something new.